The Holy Gospel according to John, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went ashore and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After this, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of our risen Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. A new day has dawned. There are signs all over this gospel reading for today that this is a brand new day. The long night of an unsuccessful fishing expedition is over. It's just after daybreak when Jesus appears on the shore, and it's time for breakfast. Indeed, a new day has dawned. And with it, as with every new day, comes a new beginning and new possibilities, new opportunities, new challenges. Yet before this new day dawns, notice what Peter does and what the disciples who are with him do. They go fishing. They go back to what they know, what's familiar to them. Only now things are different. They can't simply go back to the way things were before. Things aren't the same as they used to be. Things have changed. They've changed. We're told they went back to what was familiar and they caught nothing. So the resurrected Jesus instructs these seasoned, yet defeated and perhaps deflated fishermen to try something new, to cast their net to the other side. And we're told that all of a sudden they had an overflowing amount of fish in their net. It was bursting at the seams. There was a boatload of fish. The resurrected Jesus tells them to bring some of their catch and add it to the charcoal fire. And then Jesus invites them to an early morning breakfast on the beach. He invites them to come and eat with him. A new day has dawned. There are signs all around us. Signs of resurrection. New life. Signs that remind us that life continues and even flourishes. In spite of everything that is wrong in this world, in spite of all of the challenges we're facing, in spite of a particularly difficult recent past that continues to haunt us, and in spite of all of the roadblocks and obstacles ahead of us, or the ones that you found as you navigated your way to church with the Eugene Marathon blocking your way, there are still so many signs of resurrection, signs of new life, signs of opportunities, signs of hope. And those signs are all around us all the time. As we recall the cross of Christ that led to the empty tomb at the dawn of that first glorious Easter morning, and as we're reminded of these post-resurrection encounters the disciples had with the risen Christ, we would do well to remember that indeed a new day has dawned. When we're feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, or maybe even despairing and hopeless, these signs of resurrection life can serve as wayfinding signs for us, signs that are pointing us to the cross of Christ and the empty tomb, signs that point us in the right direction to help us find our way, signs that lead us down a path where we can recognize the risen Christ in our midst. Like Peter and the others who were with him, we may be inclined to go back to what's familiar. And don't get me wrong, that's not entirely bad. There's something about what's familiar making us feel more comfortable and reassured. And in some ways, that's precisely what we as a faith community are trying to do. To return to some sense of our connection to the Creator and to our community, to one another. So there's nothing inherently bad about doing what's familiar. But it can't stop there. We're reestablishing and reclaiming many of our beloved traditions, particularly those that draw us closer to God, closer to one another, closer to the community that we are part of, and also closer to our neighbors in need. If that's what those traditions do, if they inspire us to be in community and in communion with Christ and one another, and to go out into the world and to share God's love, then those traditions that we hold near and dear are important. And it's okay to want to go back to what's familiar. But the dawning of a new day also encourages us to try something new. like those experienced fishermen who had nothing to show for their long night of fishing. They could have balked. They could have thrown up their hands in the air and said, "Why go fishing again?" Instead, they listened to Jesus. They listened and they tried something new. They followed Jesus' instructions to cast their net to the other side. And suddenly their nets were overflowing with fish. Imagine what might happen if people of faith, people like us, were to listen closely and follow the Holy Spirit's nudging to try something new. Or what might happen if each of us individually or all of us collectively as a community of faith dared to be more like Peter? Might we be as impetuous as he was when he dove headfirst into the deep waters? In other words, as this new day is dawning upon us, might we dare to be all in as Peter was? And by saying all in, I mean all in, with our whole heart, all of our mind, our body, our spirits, our checkbooks. Might we be willing to jump into that sacramental waters where we began this morning in thanksgiving for our baptisms? Might we be willing to jump in, to dive right into that deep end of sacramental baptismal waters, the waters that washed us clean from the one who took on our sin and the sin of the whole world when he was nailed to a cross? Might we take up the risen Christ on his invitation to come and eat in the sacramental meal of bread and wine as we remember Christ's body broken and given to us and his blood shed for us and for all people for the forgiveness of sin? Might we throw caution to the wind and allow for the waters to wash over us, not knowing what's underneath or what's ahead, but trusting fully that God's hand is leading us and God's hand is guiding us into the dawning of a whole new day and perhaps even a whole new way of being? Indeed, a new day has dawned. And yes, we are living into what has been coined by many as the new normal. But more importantly, we are being called to live into our always being made new identity as 21st century disciples of Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, where each new day, every moment, every breath we take is another opportunity to encounter the risen Christ, to be the hands and feet of the risen Christ, to let our light shine before others so that they may see our good works and give glory to the risen Christ, to allow our hearts to beat in time with the very heart of God, and to live into the risen Christ's call to follow him until our work on earth is done and we receive the fullness of God's promise. This, my friends, is the gospel truth. A new day has dawned. A day overflowing with possibilities and opportunities to return to what is familiar, to try something new, to be all in, trusting that with each new day, we are indeed being encountered by the risen Christ, and we are being renewed in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Thanks be to God. Amen.